Hello, everyone. This is William Hemphill, host of the Faith and Family Matters podcast. This is the show where we talk about ways to build our faith and strengthen our marriages and our families. I am your host, and I am ordained clergy. I am also a licensed professional counselor, or mental health counselor, that primarily works with marriages. Today, I want to talk for a few minutes about something quite interesting. We are entering into the holiday season, and I would like to talk about navigating the holiday season for couples with different faiths. Navigating the holiday season for couples with different faiths. Now, we know that the holidays can be a time of joy and celebration. However, for those in interfaith couples, it can often be a stressful time. Now, let me define what interfaith is. You could be of different religions, or you could actually be part of the Christian faith, but you may worship or practice differently. Maybe one of you is Baptist and another one's Pentecostal, or one is Methodist and one is Anglican. Well, those are pretty close together, actually. Methodist or, you know, Church of God in Christ or something like that. And because of those things, you might have different religious beliefs and traditions to practice during this time and season. And it can make it stressful and hard to celebrate. Plus, another question is, how do we honor everyone's religious beliefs and individual holidays at the same time, especially when there's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa going on all at one time? And even, as I said earlier, with Christian faiths, we might be navigating different things about that. And this is important because the holiday season is often when we get together as families. And so I want to give a couple tips on what we could do to navigate this season together. So tip number one in navigating the holiday season is look at this as a chance to learn more about your partner. Look at this as a chance to learn more about your spouse. Instead of feeling frustrated or overwhelmed, try to look at this as an opportunity to learn more about each other's faith and religious traditions. And here's why I say that, because the religious traditions that we all hold have some type of meaning for us. They may have helped to mold and shape us as people. And so this is an opportunity to learn more about your spouse or your partner. The second part of it is this. You may even learn a little bit more about your own faith. And so I often say, try attending services or ceremonies of both faiths just to learn about traditions. Perhaps even learn about the history of each faith during this time and season. Because this gives you an opportunity to learn more about each religion, but it also gives you a chance to learn more about your spouse. Number two, navigating the holiday season, respect each other's boundaries. Respect boundaries. It's important for us to respect boundaries, especially when it comes to faith. You and your spouse may practice your faith differently. Respect it and don't try to change the other person's beliefs or force them to compromise. For example, I think about somebody, a couple one time that I had the pleasure of working with, and one person wanted their spouse to pray aloud together, holding hands and different things like that. And this particular person would say, you aren't being the spiritual leader of the house if you aren't doing that. Well, in the case of the husband, he grew up in a tradition where he was taught to pray silently. So it wasn't the fact that he wasn't praying for his spouse or his family. He was doing as he was taught, praying in the secret place. Okay, I'm praying for my family when I'm in my closet, prayer closet, or I'm praying for my family or my spouse when I'm in my car, because he was taught to pray away from everybody. When we respect each other's boundaries, we have the chance to talk about and negotiate things like that. One of the things I often add to this is someone who is a counselor that respects faith, or a therapist that respects faith, can help both of you find the meaning in your individual faith tradition and what is important to you. What messages have been given to you, and why is that so valuable to you? Here's a third thing, navigating the holiday season, and I think this is important for couples, period. Create your own traditions. Create your own traditions. Try to do something that can honor each other's beliefs about the holidays. Try creating something maybe like a joy tree, where it's decorated with symbols from each other's family traditions and maybe each other's faith. Or have a holiday dinner and include the foods that are special to each of you. I would invite us as couples to brainstorm these things that we do in creating our own traditions during the holidays. And then, point number four, I would say, is this. Learn and research together. Learn and research together. A great way to navigate the holiday season is to do some research. Look into the tenets of your faith. Look into the tenets of your spouse's faith. And what each one teaches and values. Because if you do this, you gain further insight into your partner, but then also into yourself. Learning about each other's religion, learning about each other's faith practices will also create a deeper sense of understanding and empathy for one another, which can help bridge and build gaps. Well, I could say bridge gaps. It can also help us to start conversations about what each partner wants to do during the holidays. No matter what you and your spouse or significant other decide, celebrating the holidays together can be a very beautiful thing. Celebrating the holidays together as an interfaith couple can be a beautiful thing, whether it's different religions, different traditions, or different faith practices, even of the same religion. It's a chance to learn more about each other. It's a chance to recognize that your spouse or partner or significant other is important. And it's also the chance to recognize that you are important. So both of you are important together. While it can be a challenge, it's also an opportunity to respect each other and grow together. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast, hoping that you have a wonderful holiday season. whether you're celebrating the birth of Christ as a Christian, whether you're honoring the tenets of Kwanzaa, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, whatever you're celebrating, do it with love and respect for people. Loving people as we would like to be loved and respected. If you are in the state of Georgia and you're a couple looking for counseling or an individual looking for counseling, please go to my website at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com, where you can learn more about me, learn more about our practice, our counseling business, and how we can work with you in navigating the issues of life. If you would like more material on building spiritual intimacy, please go to Amazon.com, look for my name, William Hemphill. The book is called Praying with Your Spouse, A Secret to Building Intimacy in Your Marriage. Please feel free to purchase it. It gives you some nuggets on how to build your faith together. Talks about some different scenarios and even has sample prayers for you to assist you in learning how to connect with your spouse. This is important because spiritual intimacy is one of the most important things we can have. Thank you so much for listening to us today. Take care and have a wonderful holiday season.